Hey, good morning. I hope you're having an awesome day. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. My wife, Lindsay, is on the phone. Good morning, babe.
Good morning.
How's your day going?
It's going all right. How's yours?
It's good. I wish we were talking to you under different circumstances, but you wanted to come on the show and voice your opinion about an argument that we had the other day at home. Now, I didn't tell you this at the time, but I was recording audio because, well, I work in radio. That's my job. I'm going to play a little clip of what happened. I got to be careful because it does swear. I didn't have time to edit it. But this is my wife yelling at me saying how I'm such a terrible husband.
Said, babe, what's wrong? And I thought you were upstairs, first of all.
So you're stupid, too.
Oh, okay. There we
Yikes.
Go.
Lindsay.
Wow. Whoa. She's so sweet and innocent, isn't she? Can you tell everybody why you think I am a bad husband? I guess the best thing is I'm a terrible protector. You're worried about me protecting you and future children. Why?
Well, first of all, you won't kill the bugs. That's the main thing. And I don't understand why, if you're not afraid of bugs and I am, why you won't just kill them.
Good point.
And the fact that I'm screaming my head off in the basement and you won't come downstairs, you're just like, well, you didn't tell me what was wrong. Like, that makes me really scared that someday if I'm being murdered and, like, screaming bloody murder, you're just not going to come and or do anything about it. And I'm going to die bleeding out in the basement or the backyard or wherever I was stabbed because I was screaming and you couldn't be bothered to turn off Madden because I didn't explicitly yell to you what was going on.
First things first. Alex, this is your fault.
Why?
Everybody we know, you make them think the world's out to get them. Our boss now lives on the 20th floor of some building instead of the first floor. And now my wife thinks doing laundry is going to kill her. Lindsay, listen, you ever heard of the boy that cried wolf?
Yes. I was not crying wolf. I was crying giant cricket.
That's
and it really
saying.
Was there.
You're the girl who cried cricket. That's the problem here.
So to summarize this, Joe is saying, 99% of the time when Lindsay's screaming, it's because you're seeing a bug, Lindsay. And so he's like, well, what is it? Because he knows it's like, probably not going to be somebody abducting you. But your thing is, what about the 1% chance I'm screaming because someone really is abducting me? If that's the case, I'm never going to be able to sit there and answer 20 questions from you. You need to come running.
Exactly.
All you have to do if that happens, like, Joe, man in the house.
I think also for women, though, Joe, it's knowing that you care. Like, you hear her as a damsel in distress and you're coming to rescue her. Every woman biologically wants a protector and something like that in a man. And when you say, what's going on? What's wrong, babe? And you run to her, that makes her feel loved and protected.
But I will protect
exactly.
my wife. I will protect you, Lindsay. We've been in situations where we work downtown and there is like a guy, I don't know what he was high on. He was acting all kind of like just weird and erratic, and didn't I not pull you and grab you like it put you on a safe side?
I guess, but still, I'm screaming and want you to come take care of something, and you just don't care about me enough to do it.
Joe, bugs are scary. Like, they might not be to
you,
but to some people, they are truly terrifying and scary, and that is true. Why won't you kill it? Or run to her and stomp on it if you're not scared of them and she is. That just kind of seems like a jerk
First
move.
First of all, I don't like to kill things.
It is a jerk move.
I am not a jerky husband. I don't like to kill things. Is there anything wrong with wanting a grasshopper to live?
Oh, here's Joe acting like he's a vegan or something.
I'm not. Hey, I had lettuce the other day.
317-239-1009.
What's
does Joe need to be running to every beck and call of his wife if she's screaming? Or is it fair for him to say what is going on because usually she's screaming about a bug?
I think it's fair to ask, Lindsay, how many times a week are you screaming out like that? Guess.
Honestly, it's not even every week. It's not like this is happening every day. It doesn't happen terribly often.
Well, then I don't know why you're not running to her.
Well, I actually have audio of Lindsay screaming. It's just I was raised where like my mom would handle that kind of stuff, so I feel like a woman should be able to handle a bug in the house. I don't think it's that crazy.
A woman should be able to handle what she wants to handle. If she's scared of bugs, let her be scared of bugs.
Hey, listen, you can't have woman power then like, well, men help out sometimes.
No, that's not true. I'm sorry. I know plenty of guys who are scared of bugs and won't deal with them, and their girlfriends deal with them. So it's just any person, what they're scared of, try to help them out.
Good morning. Go ahead, babe.
I'll even do spiders. Like, I will squish a spider. I don't like them, but I'll do that. But anything that can leap at me sting me is like, no.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. You're on with my wife, Lindsay, who says, I am the worst husband in Indianapolis. What did you want to say?
Well, I just want to say that I have had the exact same argument with my fiance when I'm screaming bloody murder because there is actually a wolf spider and he thinks it's like some teeny tiny little baby spider. And so we've had the exact same conversation. I'm like, well, what if I was getting murdered and the dog's not doing anything either? I need you.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, let's bring up the dogs here that Lindsay wanted to have so bad, Benny and Paddington. What are they doing in this situation? I don't see you dogging them out.
Well, they're afraid of the stairs into the basement. So now they can help me.
Oh, okay. So they're
useless.
They're doing nothing. Let's talk to Jared on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, Jared, you're on with my wife, Lindsay, who says I'm a terrible protector.
I would disagree.
Thank you, Jared.
I would definitely say that you were in the right. Last night, I dealt with the same situation at midnight where a beetle crawled on my girlfriend's arm.
Ew.
And she screams all the time about bugs. We could be walking in the park, and there would be a bee, and she would freak out. Yeah, exactly. But basically, I just said, hey, you got to take care of it. It's a beetle. It's not going to kill you. You can either let it be, or you can pick it up and let it outside, but I'm not going to kill a beetle.
Exactly. Like, why do I have to be such a murderer here?
Why don't you love your girlfriend? That's so sad.
Oh, I love her to death. It's about that time to pop that question.
But
it's a beetle, so...
Well, Jared, if things go down and you need like a roommate, we could room together and your girlfriend could live with my wife.
Sounds good.
All right, man. Thank you, Jared, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show.
Miranda says on Facebook, Radio 100.9, girl who cried wolf.
That's what she is. Lindsay, whether she likes it or not, is the girl that cried cricket. Oh, and by the way, I like how you never actually told anybody during this whole time that I ended up killing the cricket.
Yeah, after I kept screaming and screaming and screaming.
You finally did just because you wanted to silence her screams.
I did. I was like, babe, be quiet.